Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here live tonight on Sunday. And boy, do we have a lot of stuff to cover. A lot of stuff's been going on. And man, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of stuff going on. So before we get going, you know, we always do a disclaimer. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be as considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damage of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. But again, welcome to Money and Change. And you know, we always do shout outs at the beginning of the show because we got some people that we've been working with for quite a while and that we know, and they have other shows going on Trim Radio Network and on YouTube. Hey, by the way, you can subscribe to our channels at Trim Radio Network, and you can get us on YouTube, LinkedIn. I believe it's on X, which used to be called Twitter. And so you can see the shows there. And we're going to be adding a lot more shows to the station. So trimradionetwork.com. Check us out. Tell your friends about us. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. So much stuff going on that in the financial world, I don't know what we're going to end up doing here. I just had a problem. My whole page was erased. Holy cow, what's going on here? I can't believe it. I didn't cancel it out, and it just magically disappeared. Oh my goodness. Oh, and I hate to wing this thing too. Daggone it. Who's been playing with my computer setup? Is it Satan? Maybe the government. I don't know. Well, hey, we'll try to cover as best we can. I'll be doing a lot from memory, I'll tell you that. Because I'll tell you what, I had so much stuff set up. I had a complete list of all kinds of programs to cover, and we're going to have to wing it for a little bit tonight. You'll have to apologize. I have to apologize to you for that. It's not often that things just magically disappear. Maybe powers that be don't like me anymore. Well, we had a lot of stuff that I posted up on the website for Money and Change / Financially Pressed on Facebook. And we were talking about last week, remember, I was going to talk about how to build a financial emergency fund. And we're going to do some of that today. We've got a lot of other stuff that we need to talk about. As I pull a rabbit out of my hat, you know what happens? I can't figure out what caused the problem here. I had everything set up and everything was going, and all of a sudden, boom, everything disappears. That's strange. I'll have to talk to Michael about that. Not that we have any bugs here on the program, but you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. But anyhow, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the program. We've been doing this for at least 5 years on this station. And I was doing it for 10 years on another. And Michael and I have worked together before. So big shout out to Michael Bejas. Also, big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Well, Findlay's basketball season is over. They didn't even break 50%. Oh, my God. Yeah, they didn't break 500. But I'll tell you what, their track team and their swim team, they are doing fantastic. Matter of fact, they're rated up there in the national standings for a Division II school. So that's pretty good. And also, their lacrosse team was doing very well. And it seems like the minor sports are doing well up at the University of Findlay right now. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next year in basketball. But it was a struggle this year for both the girls and the guys. But we did see some decent basketball. We did see some decent basketball. Anyhow, if your son or daughter or cousin or relative that's going to go to college next year is looking for a good school to go to, go to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. It's located in Findlay, Ohio. They have three campuses there. They have the Hazardous Materials Campus, which is one of a few in the country. And then they also have the main campus. And they also have the Equestrian Campus. And they have Equestrian Studies and Pre-Veterinary Studies there. It's a good school. It really is. And you just have to check them out. www.findlay.edu. Big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. You can check them out on Facebook. That's RustyDuck apostrophe S Custom Pens and Blanks. Matter of fact, I was over talking to Phil yesterday, and I'll tell you what, he's working on a lot of different things. He's also coming up with a different type of a acrylic cutting board, and he wanted to make those for a trade show. So he's working on that and a few other types of devices other than pens. And he does an excellent job. He's got cheese boards that he's working on, cutting boards, charcuterie boards. You know, I never heard that word until probably last year. That's where they cut up all kinds of meats and cheeses and put them on the presentation tray and put them out there for people to devour, and they mess up a perfectly good display, and then you have to redo it. So you have to end up doing several different displays in the course of a night. So we've got all that going on. If you hear a beep in the background, I'll tell you what, I've got some people in a different group that like to post things all over the place. And I hate for those beeps to come up during the show. So I'm going to have to remind them of not doing those things, because it automatically comes up on the computer. And I have a lot of stuff going on. Okay, big shout out to the Money and Change Show every Sunday at 8 p.m. We have My World with Life, Laugh, and Whatever Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And those are live. And we've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They may be changing. They might be moving. I don't know. I haven't heard the latest update. The last thing that I heard, they were looking at going to Iowa. And they still have the farm, but they want to do different things. And so we'll just wait and see what happens there. They're kind of keeping it, not hush-hush, but it's in the planning stages. And so if God tells those people that they have to go to Iowa, they will. Because Brad also does some preaching and so forth. Great people, fantastic people. Also, we've got the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King down in Wiggins, Mississippi. Great people. They're getting ready for the spring planting, and they're taking a look at different things. And I think last week I was talking about Danny was digging up in one of his high tunnels, and they had mint planted in an area where they were going to plant potatoes. And they actually had to dig up the mint and all the runners that the mint plant put out. They had quite a pile of runners. I don't know if they'll be able to plant there or not. You know, I learn a lot from Danny, not only in farming or growing your own crops in, you know, raised gardens and so forth, but a lot of things on the economy. He's a very knowledgeable person, and just more than farming and the economy. He is very well read, as they say, down south. So check him out, The Deep South Homestead with Danny Wanda King. Also, Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler, boots on the ground. And Dave is busy getting his garden ready. He's going to be doing some raised gardens and so forth. He also does boots on the ground. You have to check him out because they talk about the economy. He gets his information from all over the country. I've known Dave for a long time. He does an excellent job, and he's a straight shooter. He really is. And also, we've got Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He is down in West Virginia, and he's still building a fruit cellar, if you want to call it that. He's chiseling away at rock, and it's going to be a long road to hoe, if you know what I mean. He's got his work cut out for him there. Also, we've got Nate with Canadian Prepper, the Gloom and Doom Specialist. And I think that's what he likes to basically give out, gloom and doom information. He also tells you how to prep. And that's the good part. Also, we've got Appalachia Homestead with Patara. And she is one down-to-earth person. She's great. She really is. Really nice person. And then we also have Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. And, you know, she's a self-made millionaires. And she lives very simply. And she knows how to stretch a buck. And if you listen to her channel on YouTube, you're going to learn quite a bit. Also, there's LDS Prepper, and Dave does an excellent job talking about communications and so forth. And one thing he turned me on to was the GMRS radio, and I have one right here. And if I have to have fun with it at night and I need to talk to somebody, I can call my place, which is about 35 miles north of Dayton, Ohio, and this is probably 40 miles from the repeater, and I can actually get there. And people say, well, how do you do that with a 5-watt handheld? And I said, it's very easy. I said, it's a high power. I have a Nagoya 771G antenna, and I can talk very easily to that repeater, and that repeater sends things out. I can talk to people basically about 85 miles away using that one repeater. Or I can get on another repeater and I can talk to people within 20 miles or 30 miles because it's only 10 miles away. And I have other repeaters I can get on with the frequency. But to use one of these, you have to have a license. They're $35 a year, not a year, $35 fee for 10 years. Anybody in the family can then use the radio. You just have to give out your call sign. I think it's every 15 minutes or at the beginning or ending of the conversation with whoever you're talking to. These are great things. I mean, they really are. This one is an Ocean. It's spelled W-O-U-X-U-N. It's a 935G. It's a very good radio. It has very good sound qualities. And people always remark that they can always pick me up out of the Dayton, Ohio repeater without any problems. And that's great coming from one of these. There are a lot of different GMRS radios out there. You just have to do your own due diligence and get the one that you want. Pay your $35. There's no test that you have to take. And it's great. You have no problems with it. And you just have to check things out, and you can communicate with the GMRS radio. If you get to know people around you that have these radios, you can contact them and talk. And in an emergency, that's great. If you want to talk farther, you can always use a ham radio, but you have to take a test for that and pay a $35 fee for a 10-year license. So you can make up your mind as to how you want to do things. Now, you know that I always tell people at the beginning of the show or in the middle of the show and at the end of the show, what you need to do is pay down your debt. put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water, make sure you have a good first aid kit, not the Walmart specials with 1,000 band-aids and a couple of pieces of gauze. No, you don't need that. And make sure you have your medications. So if you're a diabetic, you need to make sure that you have your insulin or your pills, whatever you use. If you have other ailments and you need to have medication for it, make sure that you have that. And people will say, well, he's a prepper. Well, no, I just want to be prepared in case there is an emergency and I need water or I need food or I need to take care of people. I just want to be prepared. I don't want to be in the lurch looking for things at the last minute. One of the things that I noticed today was that the gas prices locally was down to $2.98 a gallon for regular gas. And I thought, well, okay, I've got to go somewhere tomorrow, and I'm down to a 3/4 of a tank full, and I thought I better just top it off. And in the process of getting it topped off, and I use a gas station out around Walmart. Well, I'll just say it's Murphy's, and they've always been nice, and the gas that they use, believe it or not, is Marathon gas from Findlay, Ohio. Anyhow, I went ahead and got extra gas and topped off today because I have a couple of runs tomorrow. I've got a luncheon meeting, and then I've got to do a band practice tomorrow. Oh, by the way, band practice. Oh, I got to talk about that. For money and change, some of my concerts this season that'll be coming up will be at 7 p.m. And so at that time, we will have encore editions or reruns of Money and Change. Luckily, on Wednesday, for my world, I don't have to do that because we don't have anything scheduled on Wednesday nights. And so far, we have four concerts planned, and we'll probably have maybe two or three more for the summer season. And then we go into the fall season and then Christmas. And so we're always busy playing. And we do big band music, pop music, all kinds of stuff. So we have fun doing that. And I've been doing it for over 50 years. I have fun. It's a good hobby. Okay. So we've got everybody in quotes prepping. And hopefully you're seeing what's going on, not only over in France and Germany and so forth. The farmers are throwing a strike. Like I said, I believe Wednesday night, the farmers over in France had a big manure spreader for liquid manure and sprayed it on a government house or a house of a government official and literally sprayed it really good. Well, later on in the week, there was a YouTube video, and they showed police in Germany, and they were all lined up blocking a street. And here comes tractors, and out from the tractors came one of these liquid manure spreaders with a nozzle on it. And they brought it up, turned it around to the middle of the street, and sprayed the cops. Could you imagine getting sprayed by liquid manure all over the place? And the cops kept backing up. I mean, that's an instant uniform replacement, if you know what I mean. That stuff pretty well reeks, if you know what I mean. And that was going on. And farmers are rioting, and they're doing it over not being able to produce enough food. They're having problems getting gasoline and kerosene to run, or diesel to run the tractors. And the governments are starting to back down a little bit because they're hurting the farmers' income, and they're also going to cause some starvation with people over there, and you have to watch out for that stuff. And it's really bad. And over here, I guess out in Texas, there was a big wildfire, and some of the ranches were destroyed. The cattle ranches were destroyed. I think somebody's doing this on purpose. They want to starve us out. I could be wrong, but I think something is definitely up. So if you're not prepared, then if I were you, I would be making sure that you're preparing for things. And some people say, oh, beans and bullets. I'm saying, hey, make sure that you have food. Long-term food, freeze-dried food, canned food. If you can't afford the freeze-dried or the long-term food, you can get canned food. You can go to Walmart, better known as Wally World, around here where I live, or you can go to Aldi's, or you can go to Kroger's, wherever you can get the best sales. And what you want to do is make sure you're prepping up on canned meat, whether it's beef, chicken, or pork, because I have a feeling this summer, with everything that's going on with the cattle ranches, beef is going to be very expensive. And so you'll need to ration that out. And probably the same thing with chicken. So canned chicken lasts quite a while. So does canned meat. I've got some stuff from Keystone. And Keystone meats are good for about 5 years if they're kept at in a cool area. But you don't want to use anything that has a bulging can, or a crack in the can, or a dent in the can. If you have that, you can't really use it. Make sure that you have enough gasoline or kerosene to run a generator. Make sure you have enough kerosene lamps in case the power goes out. A lot of people were talking this week about power outages and what would you do during a power outages when they occur. That's where the GMRS radios come in. You keep them charged. You have spare batteries that are charged up. And not only can you talk to people, but you can listen to radio stations on this thing. So if I wanted to listen, for example, Dayton, WHIO, FM, I can get them. I can get other radio stations on there. So I can be informed. And that's the key thing. So if your power goes down, make sure that you can stay warm. Make sure that you have light. Make sure that you use your refrigerator and freezer judiciously. Just don't constantly open and close the doors. They'll keep their temperature for a while. And hopefully you have a generator, or you might have a battery backup. And I've got several battery backups from, I believe it's Geniverse. And I charge them up. I keep them charged. And then when I need them, I can plug in and I can charge my radios. I could turn lights on. I could run my computer. I can do all kinds of stuff. But you have to maintain the batteries. And I also have solar panels if I need to put those out to charge the batteries. There are a lot of different ways we can do it to prepare, and that is the key thing, is in preparation. Well, remember, I was talking about building an emergency fund, and a lot of people say, well, I don't make that much. Well, what happens if your air conditioning goes down? What happens if your electrical panel goes out? What happens if the car has a big problem and you have to replace a transmission or a motor or redo the brakes or you have to get new tires? Do you have money to cover that? A lot of people don't. And I said in the past, people are living paycheck to paycheck. Luckily, I don't have to do that. Why? Because I paid my debt down. I don't owe anybody anything. You know, I just got a Sam's Club bill and I just paid it off totally. I even put extra money in there because I know I ordered a couple things beyond what the bill said. So that's mailed in. And I can always go to Wally World or Walmart and actually make payments on the charge card if I need to. But I always keep it paid off. I had insurance coming due. And so I that's all paid off for the year. Everything's paid off. And I like to keep it that way because you don't get interest added on. And that's what kills you is the interest. If you go to the bank now and you go to get a loan, who knows what the percents are going to be? Some people are saying, oh, it's going to cost me 17% for this loan, or 14%, or 7%. Remember when we could get it for 2%? Maybe 1.25%? Not now. And now you have to have a very good income plan for them to look at, or they won't even consider you. When I go out, I like to pay cash for everything. I have a doctor's appointment, I'll pay cash. If I have to go to the dentist, I pay cash. If it's a really big bill, I will use my credit card, but then I will pay cash on that card. So everything's paid off. That's the important point. You want to live beneath your means. If you don't need Netflix and you don't need the big, high, expensive plan for TV shows on your cable, or you have expensive cell phones. I just picked up 500 extra minutes on my phone for being a customer at TracFone. I used to have Verizon and others, and I used to pay exorbitant fees, and I would pay extra for phones. Then I found out about TracFone. And TracFone is a subsidiary now of Verizon. But TracFone, you can buy your hours and save money that way, or you can have a monthly plan. And I think I pay about $24. And then, of course, you have the added taxes and everything. And so it's roughly about $39 a month. That's not bad. It beats paying a lot of bucks. I was just talking to Phil, and he said, my new Samsung phone was $1,500. I said, well, who are you using? And he told me, and he says, I pay them so much a month to pay down on the phone. I said, my phone only cost me 250 bucks to begin with. And it's a Samsung. So I save money there. Well, when you set up the different things, there are different rules you want to use. And I was going to talk about this anyhow tonight. Have you ever heard of the 50-30-20 rule? 50-30-20 rule. Well, the 50-30-20 rule, it's a budget rule, and you should spend up to 50% of your after-tax income on needs and obligations that you must have or must do. The remaining half should be split between savings and debt repayment. So 20% might be debt repayment, or you might reverse it, make it 30% on debt repayment. But that's what it is. The 50-30-20 rule can guide individuals to financial prosperity in a number of different ways. And it's an easy thing to use. So the rule offers a straightforward framework, according to the report, and I put that on our Facebook page for budgeting. And it's easy to apply, easy to comprehend. And you don't need a lot of intricate calculations. And even the least financially savvy person can adhere to those rules. And it's better money management. And by using a budget, you may manage your money in a balanced way. You can ensure that your needs or your costs are covered and that you have money for discretionary spending. So if you need new tires, you can get new tires. If you need new shoes for the kids, you can get that. But over time, you build things up and you prioritize all the vital expenses that you have to make. And that's for fundamental needs. And you want to stay within your budget. And I know sometimes you're going to go beyond your budget. It could be maybe $10, $20, $30 or more. But you want to limit it and learn to live beneath your means. So if it's going out to dinner every night, reduce it to maybe only going out two nights a week, and the rest of the time, cook inside. Learn to cook inside. And you save a lot of money. I know if I go out to eat, my minimum. Today for lunch, I took somebody out to eat and we went out. Really nice restaurant for common people. And I think I spent $20 between the two of us. And we ate frugally. Basically sandwich and soup and a drink, and that's it. Yeah, we could go out and get steak or whatever, but we don't do that. That's a splurge. So if we want to go to Texas Roadhouse, we can do that and splurge on steak. And we do that when we go to the University of Findlay, but we don't do it all the time. Now, I could afford to do that, but we don't do that. We just eat good food, but we're doing things very simply. Nothing super fancy. And we don't go out and eat fast food all the time. That is just a no-no. But we take a look at our vital expenses, what we need to pay. And then we have to pay that. And then what we do is we take a look at the other stuff and say, okay, do we really need Netflix? Yes or no? Do we really need to have the premium package for cable? Do we need to have internet that's 500 millibytes a second or whatever? Can we settle with 300? What's the price difference? What's the service? What do we need? What's the absolute minimum that we could get by with? And that's what we do. And that's why we're not hurting. Now, remember I said, pay down your debt, put some money aside. Well, a lot of people are saying lately, what happens if the banks suddenly have a holiday and crash? And this new BRICS collaboration with Brazil, India, Russia, China, and South Africa, and a host of other countries, when they introduce their own gold-backed currency, the U.S. is in a world of hurt. And so we could end up with a bank holiday, and they shut things down, and people are saying, well, they could do that on a Friday and shut everything down and then maybe reopen in a couple of weeks. But history's always shown that they've shut down the banks on a Friday. Now, some people have been talking, well, this could happen maybe in the month of March, at the middle of March, or it could go into April. And we'll have a lot of problems during that time. So you want to stock up on food. You want to stock up on extra cash around the house to pay for food, gasoline, whatever. You want to store up extra gasoline, but do it very safely. There was a thing that I saw online and I bought. And it's from Elide, E-L-I-D-E. And these are chemical balls that have an explosive in there, the mild explosive. And if you get a fire, you just take and throw these balls into the flames and it sets off a very small charge and this powder comes out and basically snuffs out the fire. And they're not that big. I think they're about 4.5 inches across. Well, I have some extras. I'm going to put some in the attic. I'm going to put some in my shed where I store some things, and some in the house. I've also got other fire extinguishers to use too. Always within about a room's reach. But I have that just in case. It's called ELIDE, E-L-I-D-E. Very interesting. Hopefully they work. If they don't work, well, I've got the other fire extinguishers to help me out. But, you know, that's what's going on. Now, when you do an emergency fund, if you have a lot of stuff that you don't need, why not have a garage sale and sell that stuff off? Get rid of it. You know, in my neighborhood during the summer, during July, I believe it's the second or third week in July, we have a area garage sale, and the city allows us to do that. And so we have, it's a madhouse for 2 days. It's usually Fridays for the early birds, and then you have Saturday, and by Sunday, there's nothing available. And if there is, it's very little. But sell the items that you don't need. Other people will buy other people's junk. Only if I sell anything, it's not going to be junk. I don't have junk. I have pretty good stuff. Pay yourself first. Pay yourself first and take money out of your paycheck each month before you can spend any money. Save your tax refund. You know, this year, put the refund into savings instead of spending it. So you get your refund at the end of the season, which, remember, that's April 15th, I believe, is when you have to have that paid. Mine's already paid. I had to do it quarterly. I didn't have to owe anything this year. Matter of fact, I got a little bit of a credit. And so that went on my next quarterly tax. I don't like paying quarterly tax. I'd rather pay a sales tax on everything. Huckabee was talking about that today. And he was saying, you know, it would be great if we had a national sales tax and forget everything else. He says, you know, you got death taxes and everything else. I think at one point I looked at stuff and we had 95 or 96 different taxes that we pay over the course of a lifetime. You know, property tax, you've got that. You've got sales tax. You've got death tax in some states. Luckily, in Ohio, we do not have a death tax. You have license tags for your car. You have other incidental taxes you've got to pay. Licenses for dogs and cats. Yeah, I mean, a lot of different things, and it all adds up. It really does. So if you do get a tax rebate back from the government, whether it's state or federal, what you want to do is to make sure that you put that into a savings account. Put that into a savings account. Set it aside and make sure that you don't touch it. That becomes your emergency rainy day fund. And the more you add to it is the best. Best way to do it. Pack your lunch. Why go out to a restaurant all the time? Take your lunch. I remember when I worked in a factory, I always took my lunch. However, sometimes the catering truck, better known as a roach coach. Have you ever seen those coming into a factory? It's a mobile catering service, and they always like to call them a roach coach. I never saw any roaches in the coach. Okay. And the sandwiches were reasonable. And if you didn't bring your lunch, you could go to the roach coach and get your goodies. And that was great. And they had a good variety of food, and whether or not it was sandwiches, or they might have soups, or they might have potato chips, crackers, you name it, all kinds of snack items, candy bars. So watch your spending for food. make sure you get nutritious food to begin with. Also, pick up a temporary off-duty job. Not saying that you're going to be a policeman or a fireman, but if you're working and you're not quite making it, find another job. There are other jobs out there. And you may be working during the day at your regular job, and then at night for maybe 3 or 4 hours at night, you could work maybe at Home Depot or Lowe's or Walmart, you name it. Those jobs are out there. And you pick up some money for working maybe 3 days a week or maybe 4 days a week and not work the weekends. Take some time off for sanity reasons. Cut back on the necessary expenses and eliminate unhealthy habits. How much is a carton of cigarettes? What's a pack of cigarettes cost? You might want to give up smoking. I know some people get hooked on it, and it's like $40 for a carton. I don't know. I'm not a smoker. Or instead of going to the bar after work, maybe you want to cut back on that because alcohol gets expensive. So you take a look at the unhealthy habits and you reduce them. And keep your emergency savings separate. That's the big thing, is to keep the savings separate. You don't want to touch that stuff, okay? You want to make sure that you don't touch the emergency savings unless you absolutely need it for emergency spending. And that's what you do. Now, there was a report in Zero Hedge where the U.S. bank crisis, in quotes, is kind of at hand. Deposit outflows accelerated last week and loan volumes stagnate. The banks aren't making a lot of loans because they know that some people like to default on loans, which is when you don't pay your loans and the bank gets stuck with everything. Some people go into bankruptcy. They're in over their head. They owe too much. And so they file for bankruptcy. And then what happens from that? You end up having a very restricted budget. Your creditors can't touch you, but you have to have a person supervising you in spending. So if you have a car and you need to get it fixed to be able to go to work, you have to talk to your contact person first to get their approval to do it. And they may say no. You don't get credit for 7 years. If you take bankruptcy, it's 7 years. Your debt is basically wiped out or reduced, but 7 years with no credit, that hurts. And then you have to reestablish credit. So I think a lot of people are starting to take their money out of the bank and keeping it in a safe place, whether it's at home or wherever. But you want to be able to keep enough money in cash on hand to pay your bills for between 3 and 6 months. And that's what I've read. You may need to keep a year's worth in there. And the emergency savings help. But remember, that's only for emergencies. Now, what happens if the Fed or the Federal Reserve says, okay, we know we've got a banking crisis and we want to have a controlled crash. Well, they do that through restricting loans and making money available. A lot of banks right now are starting to close branches. They overexpanded is what happened, and they just didn't get the necessary money out of the customers for derivatives, or other forms of income for the bank. The bank has to make some money. And like I've said before, you know, if you give them $10, they are allowed by law to loan out $9 out of the 10. They keep $1 out of 10. They loan all this stuff out, and hopefully they get derivatives coming back from the loans in the form of interest to run the bank. Can you get your money on demand? Not necessarily so. If I went to the bank tomorrow morning and I said, okay, I need to take $5,000 out of the bank, and here's a check for it, and they'll say, you're going to have to wait. We have to have you talk to the bank manager, and then he has to order the money because we just don't have it on hand. Some banks can do that. Some can't. I went to a bank years ago. I think it was 2008, 2009. And I wanted to get something, and I had a check for it. I needed a money order. And I was talking about that. Then I wanted to take out some extra money. They said, well, we can't do that for you right now. You'll have to come back tomorrow. And we got another shipment of bills in the following day. And I said, yeah, but I want my money. Well, you can't get it until tomorrow, because they don't keep it on hand. They have to order it from FDIC, and then they ship it down, and you know, Brinks or whoever brings it in, and they go from there. But they have to trade off certain things for that money. So that's going on. But they're noticing outflows of money. People are taking their money out of the bank. And loans are not being made. So house loans right now, I don't know what the interest is on it, but trust me, it's not going to be very favorable. There was an article I posted up about a letter that said you cannot keep your doctor. And I just clicked on that, and people are freaking out because of that. This occurred, I believe, in Zero Hedge from Mish Shedlock of Mish Talk. And it said, does anyone recall the Obamacare promises you can keep your doctor? Well, up to 100,000 people might find out otherwise in one big bang. And they said, freaking out. Patients are caught in the middle of contract disputes between hospitals and healthcare insurers. As a result, people are freaking out, and letters warn patients they risk losing their doctor. Did it happen to you? It happened to me. I received a notice from one of the big hospitals here in the area, in the county. And they said, well, we're no longer taking patients from XYZ insurance company, their Advantage plan. And we're renegotiating. And I'm thinking, oh, brother, now how am I going to do this? If I have to go use a hospital, do I go to one 7 or 8 miles away? Because a town my size of 22,000 people doesn't have a hospital. They used to, but then the hospitals got greedy. So, is my insurance plan going to be covered by that hospital, or do I have to go 20 miles away? Do I have to go 50 miles away? If I need medical services, how do I handle that? Or do I pay cash for things? And boy, that gets expensive. You know, I went to one doctor for something, and he said, well, that'll be $8,000 up front. And I said, $8,000? And you're not guaranteeing there's total treatment? Well, no, we can help you. And I said, doc, I'm not paying you $8,000 up front. I'm not getting a guaranteed 100% treatment. I'm getting a treatment, if you know what I mean. But it's not a guaranteed cure. And I'm not going to shell out $8,000 in cash up front to you for something that may or may not work. As a result, I'm seeing another doctor. And I'm doing that tomorrow. And I have an appointment. And I'll find out if we can do certain things instead of going the big expensive route. It's not life-ending, but I want to be able to alleviate problems with some nerve endings. But people are freaking out on different things, and different companies are saying, well, we're in negotiations, so you can't use XYZ hospital. And there's a lot with debt. Hospitals are big business. I don't care if they're for-profit or they're non-profit. It's all about money. And if they don't make enough money to break even on their expenses, or at least, you know, make what the corporation wants them to make, you're in trouble. And so how do you take care of healthcare? You try to stay as healthy as you can, as long as you can. It's posted. I put stuff up here on the Money and Change Facebook site, and you can go to that and see what's there. And I spend a lot of time during the week looking for different things. So we've talked about an emergency fund. We've talked about the insurance deal with healthcare, and that's a big deal. Also, there was an article that I put up there. Actually, it's a video. About the global Great Depression, and David Morgan was talking about it. It's on Rumble, RUMBLE.com. And you can go to our page and take a look at it and click on it, and it will come up. Also, there's Larry Kudla, Kudla, and he's saying that there's a market correction coming. So, what's going to happen to the stock market? Why are people taking money out of the stock market? You take a look at Warren Buffett and you look and see how he does his investments. Yeah, he's got a lot of money. And he knows how to play the investments. And I imagine if you see what he does and how he does things, you have to look at over a period of time. You too can make good investments. Don't do any fly-by-night stuff. And it's a gamble. Every time you go to the stock market, it is a gamble. You buy low and you sell high when it gets as high as you can get it. And it's the same thing with Bitcoin. I mean, right now, what is a Bitcoin? It's like, I don't know, I think it's 51,000. Or 54,000 for a Bitcoin. And people are starting to buy into that. And some people said, well, don't you have any Bitcoins? No. You can't spend it. You can't hold it in your hand. All you see is a digital wallet. It might be good. It may not. I like to be able to hold stuff in my hand. And so that's the way it goes. Danny had something up there 5 days ago. I put it up. It's too late. And according to Danny, remember Danny and Wanda King? Well, he's talking about the economy. So you have to check up on that. You just go to our website at moneyandchange/financiallyprepped on Facebook. And you can click on the videos there. You can click on the articles. It will really help you out. Now, the big thing that I worry about is having a situation where somebody gets in and messes with everything I've got set up for the show. That happened tonight. Now I have to find out what happened, who caused it. I had a situation where I was working on some stuff, and all of a sudden my screen went blank. I couldn't figure out why. And so I went ahead and ran antivirus, anti-malware, and everything else. I had to literally shut the computer down by holding the on-off button down for 10 seconds, shut it down, and start back up. That puts a gap in my hard drive. And so I have to defrag it and put everything back the way it's supposed to be. I couldn't find any bugs in the system. I don't know what is causing the problem. I haven't had any problems today, except all of a sudden I lost something. The whole setup for the show. I would have talked about a lot of different things tonight, but I can't go back and get them. So I'm going to have to figure out how we're going to take care of that. But check us out during the week. We'll have a lot of different postings. Check out our Facebook page. You got to check that out. You want to check us out on Wednesdays at My World, because I might just be talking a little bit more about finance. Not a lot, but some. The reason why I like to do that is because some people can't listen to us on Sunday nights. Instead, they listen on, guess what? Wednesdays. And we have a lot of fun on My World on Wednesdays. We just don't talk finance. I keep that to a very minimum. And we might talk about a lot of different things. If you get a chance, go on YouTube and look at Huckabee. And he talks about the different ways of doing taxes. And he used to be the governor of Arkansas and did a very good job in Arkansas. Matter of fact, he kind of cleaned up the messes that Bill Clinton did when Bill was down there. So you want to check that out. Well, guys, we are getting very close to the end of the show, really. So I need for you guys to come back and check us out next Sunday. And we'll be doing live sessions again. Hopefully I can get everything set so that maybe the powers that be, the bugs on the internet, don't come down and attack me or anything. And we can cover some stuff on the show. But watch your money. Watch how you spend it. Save as much as you can. Prep as much as you can. And every time you go to the grocery store, buy 5 extra cans of food. Just 5. If you go twice a week, that makes 10 cans that are available. And keep doing that. And prep, pray, stay out of the way. If things get hot, you got to protect yourself. Anyhow, guys, that's all I have for this week. And so what we're going to do is kind of bail out of here. You have a good week. Save your money, prep, and play it safe, okay? You have a good one. We are going to talk to you next Sunday on Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network.